He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do, notice, other scriptures to their own destruction. The point is, the Bible actually claims to be the authoritative, inspired, very words of God. Over 3,000 times in the Bible, you hear, "Thus says the Lord." It's exclusivity. This isn't a good book with some good stories for some good morals to help people live a good life. This is the very mind and word of God. This is God's will in printed form. The written word that becomes the living word is the Spirit of God takes it and applies it to our hearts. So the first reason I believe the Bible is God's word is archaeology. The second is revelation. And the third is origin. The Bible's unity, structure, and subject matter argue for a supernatural beginning. 40 different authors, 3 languages, over 1,500 years. Bible was written in Hebrew. It was written in Aramaic, and it was written in Greek. Now, I don't know if you've ever done a group project in school. You ever done one of those where they get 4 or 5 people together, and they say, you need to write a paper, and you each do a part of this paper, and then you come together, and you're supposed to put it together, and it's supposed to make sense and have some flow? Those were not fun times for me in school. You always had one person that really didn't do their work. And then you thought you were on the same page, and then you tried to piece them together, and it seemed like it was way easier to do it by yourself. Now imagine a group project that has one central theme from the very beginning to the very end, that talks early on about the seed and this Messiah, who ends with Messiah reigning, and then for 1,500-year period with 40 authors from different countries in different languages that comes together cohesively. Terry Hall, he wrote a little article on how we got the Old Testament, but he has a little picture that's worth reading. He said it had to be the strangest publishing project of all time. No editor or publishing house was responsible to oversee 40 independent authors representing 20 occupations, living in 10 countries during a 1,500-year span, working in 3 languages with a cast of 2,930 characters in 1,551 places. Together, they produced 66 books containing 1,189 chapters, 31,000 verses, 774,746 words, and 3,567 and some change letters. This massive volume covers every conceivable subject expressed in every kind of literary form, from prose to poetry, romance, mystery, biography, science, and history. What was the final product? The Bible. Our evidence that the Bible is a supernatural book is the unity it displays despite such wide differences among cultures, forms, and expressions. And that, to me, is an amazing thing. I mean, I've actually had to work with a few publishers over the years, and I'll tell you what, when I read that and I think of my tiny little experience, the ultimate publisher, God, brought all of that together. And then when you think of the origin of the Bible too, who would write such honest accounts that are even unfavorable? I mean, if you were writing a book and trying to sell people that this is from God, I think I would leave David, Moses, and Solomon out. Think of other religions and their leaders, okay? If you make a cartoon about some of them, you get in trouble. And yet here, it has all the fingerprints of God. No man group.